Folks, last week we set the stage for the epic 1970 governor's race between Albert Brewer and George Wallace. Wallace had been running for president since he was elected governor in 1962. During that time, Lurline Wallace passed away, and Albert Brewer ascended from lieutenant governor to governor. Brewer and Wallace had been allies. Matter of fact, Wallace had endorsed him for governor, for lieutenant governor, and for Speaker of the House. In late 1969, Brewer and Wallace met to discuss the governor's race. Brewer left that meeting saying Wallace had given his word he wasn't interested in running for governor in 1970. Soon thereafter, Brewer began a real serious campaign for governor. Wallace appeared to sit on the sidelines. It was not until early 1970 that Wallace surprisingly decided to run. Thus, the epic battle was on that many political observers point to as the greatest governor's race of this century. Brewer hit Wallace what I think was one of the best messages ever used. Alabama needs a full-time governor. Most Alabamians agree with Wallace's anti-government segregationist appeal, but they also knew he'd done very little hands-on governing because he was away from the state campaigning all the time. Brewer's full-time governor billboards were all over the state, on all interstates, and even on two-lane roads. Brewer built a coalition never put together since. It was made up of higher-income whites and black voters. The African-Americans in Alabama voted for the first time 4 years earlier in 1966. By this time, the African-American vote in the state had grown to 25%, of the total Democratic primary vote, and they were solidly in Brewer's corner. Brewer rode this coalition and finished first in the primary. Wallace ran second, but a runoff was necessary because of large votes received by Dothan businessman Charles Woods. The four-week primary runoff battle became fierce and legendary. George Wallace's political life was on the line, so he pulled out all the stops. Wallace worked at a feverish pitch, making 18 to 20 speeches a day, begging Alabamians to put him back in the governor's office, saying, "If y'all elect me governor, I'll be a full-time governor. I'll never run for president." He knew Brewer had hurt him on that issue, so he promised never to run for president again. Then he played the race card in the most openly racist ads ever shown on television. The ad showed results of boxers in black belt towns like Tuskegee and Selma, where Brewer had received 400 votes to Wallace's 10. Then the ad would boldly say, "Do you want the black bloc vote electing your governor?" It worked for Wallace. People came to the polls like never before. He came from behind and pulled out a victory over Brewer. Wallace's political life had been revived. Folks, he was on a plane to Wisconsin the next day running for president. A crazed gunman shot him in a Maryland suburban parking lot in 1972. Brewer began a law practice. Thank you all for listening.